You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Friday, February 18th edition of the Daily Wager podcast, an abbreviated sports schedule. But we still got plenty of plays for you, and we'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes, like we always do. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, alongside Anita Marks. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, too. This is, arguably one of the most boring weeks of our sports calendar, but there's still a lot that's happening that we could try to help the public win some money. So let's get at it.
Yeah, All-Star Weekend in the NBA is always fun for me to get action on. And I'm a little disappointed I didn't pull the trigger last night because I was watching Rockets Clippers and seeing Luke Kennard go off. Mm. And he was actually one of the long shots at 7-1. That's not the case anymore. He's plus 450 favorite. And I just think Kennard is effortless with his stroke. Some of these other guys like Van Vliet, it's a long windup. Patty Mills can fade a little bit, although all these guys can get hot, of course. Trae Young, I do like his shooting form and his effortless stroke. I'm not sold on Bane for this kind of a contest, but that I would take a flyer maybe on Towns at 12-1, but he probably has one cold round. So I still like Kennard even at 450.
Yeah, listen, Kennard's from the area, right? Like, so why not? And he's been dying to compete in that 3-point shooting contest for a while now. So yeah, I think that there's good value there, but I do like Bane, right? Like ninth in the NBA in threes this season. He's first in 3-point percentage, 43% in his last 8 games. He's 40% or better from every spot that he's going to be shooting on the court tonight. And he's 72% on handoff threes this season. So, I think he's overlooked because he plays in the shadows of Morant. This is his opportunity to shine since, as we know, Dylan Brooks went down. Doug, he's just been money. And so I think that there's good value there. So that's who I'm riding for the 3-point contest.
And he's actually built like very muscular. So I think fatigue will not be a concern like it is sometimes with some of these other guys. So I could see that. And his set shot, like you said, off handoffs is pretty pure. So it's like Klay Thompson. That's why he's so good in these contests, because he doesn't have a huge windup and it's really the set shot works for him. Okay. Any other plays for the All-Star festivities?
Yeah. I mean, slam dunk contest. Full disclosure here. Greg Anthony is a friend that I play golf with when I'm down in Florida. So I might be a little biased in regard to his son, Cole Anthony, at plus 325. Also keep in mind, the judges they've played with Greg, there might be a little bias there.
Ooh, I like that handicap.
And knowing Cole, let me tell you something, his personality is infectious. I know he's only been in the league for 2 years, but like he's got a smile that's worth $1 million. And Doug, we all know how like when fans get behind a guy, there's added worth there. So long shot for me, Cole Anthony, but I'm going to go chalk here. I'm going to go with the favorite, and that's Green. Like, as we know, drafted number 2 overall, but he's been playing in Houston. Who watches Houston unless you've got money on the game? He played in the G League, no college. So he really hasn't created a name for himself. He's arguably going to be the best athlete who's going to participate in this. If anybody has watched the NBA extensively this season, he has put together a highlight reel of most of the insane dunks. And everything I hear is that he's been dreaming since a young cub playing for this in this competition. And apparently he has already planned some great dunks. So I'm going to go 2 ways here. I'm going to put a boatload of money on Green, and I'm going to put a little bit of money on Cole Anthony.
I'm with you on Green. His ups are ridiculous. And I can see.
It's just sick. It's really, I can't wait. Like, I can't wait to see what he's got like all planned up for Saturday night.
And he's got the perfect body type. He's not too tall. He's not too small. I think it can work well. Anything for the actual All-Star game?
Yeah, I mean, Doug, how can you not bet on LeBron, right? Like, it's in Cleveland. He's won four straight and by like at least 19 points the last 2 years. And his team is ridiculous. Giannis, Curry, Jokic, you know, DeRozan. Marinating this for a minute. You've got Luka, Chris Paul, and Butler coming off the bench.
Yeah.
And then you've got Darius Garland, who is, you know, home court advantage. He's going to be playing there. He wants to ball out. NBA's top five scorers, three of the five are on this team. And meanwhile, KD, he's the captain, which, by the way, I'm a little like, should he have been the cat? I don't know. He can't even play.
Right.
You know, your captain's supposed to be your best player. So, I mean, the LeBron team minus 5.5. I'm all over that. That might even be my best bet tonight on Daily Wager.
Giannis is the favorite for MVP at 4-1. That's all you can get on him. But I think he went like 11 of 12 or something 1 year, something ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. But how can you not bet it on LeBron? Again, you know, this will arguably, right, like, be LeBron's last All-Star game in
Cleveland. I mean, I can answer the question is it's an All-Star game and it's ridiculous. That's the answer. And you're laying right. Several points, but that would be the only answer. There's no way I'd bet the other side. You have some golf plays like mid round, huh? A little late start here.
Yeah. So, okay. So right now we're recording this podcast at 12 noon, right? And right now you've got Neiman. He's 12 under. He's already 4 under today through 7. So therefore the probability right now in regard to, you know, the algorithm, he's got a 40% chance right now of winning this tournament. In the last 13 seasons, Doug, the first round leader has won 4 times. Then he comes out today and now he's 4 under through 7. Are you kidding me? You could still get him at 2-1. Hashtag run, don't walk. I'd put money down on him. This is a very difficult course. You know, this isn't a course where you're going to have a lot of guys, especially no names, that are going to sneak up the leaderboard on Saturday and Sunday to win this thing. So I think the way that Neiman is playing right now, head and shoulders above everyone else. Also, there's some late round matchups in regard to the 3-ball that I like. CT Pan, you could get him at plus 210. His tee time is at 245 in that 3-ball over Power and Tway. He's 6th in stroke game total and 8th in strokes gained around the greens. He played exceptionally well yesterday. And Tway is just a guy, like, he's missed the cut in 4 straight starts here. Yeah, his putter was working for him yesterday, but I'm fading him today. So really the one guy that he has to be concerned about is Power. And if I could get him at plus 210, great. So CT Pan, again, that tee time is at 245 and at 320, Justin Thomas tees off against Cam Smith. You know, Cam Smith, he only hit 4 fairways yesterday. So he's just off on the tee box. And so, and I don't see that being corrected anytime soon. So I've got JT in his 3-ball as well at plus 140. And I got him just straight up against Cam Smith at minus 120.
Okay. So plenty of action here. I apologize to the people. Not a ton for me. But you know what? It's a reduced sports weekend. We're recharging the batteries after the Super Bowl. I've had a hoarse voice all week, so you know, Nita. But you had plenty of ammo here.
You know me. I mean, like I said, like, you know, I gamble if my dogs can hit the pee-pee pad or not, Doug. I gamble on everything, boo.
Well, make sure they have enough money for those pee-pee pads. That's the key. And a new pair of shoes for those snow boots. That's paramount. But I kid. All right. Great stuff as always, Anita. 6 Eastern tonight, ESPN2. We'll get you set for the weekend. We'll even look ahead to some college games tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have a few point spreads out on this reduced sports weekend. But best of luck to everyone, and enjoy the weekend.